Hello, everybody. Monday, September 12th, 2022. Welcome to another week of training with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, welcome aboard. I think you're going to have a blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you've been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you have not yet, you need to pause this video and watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. And it's entitled, New to Linchpin, Watch This First. It discusses all of the things that I'm going to talk about in these daily videos. And without that backstory, a lot of stuff won't make sense. What's the wild card option? How is that different from the prescribed option? What's the Leo? What's the Neo? Why is there a not for time option on any particular day? The goal times, are they rigid? Do I have a little bit of flex there? All that's in the other video. So watch that. Only need to watch it once and you're good to go. And then come on back here. Here we go. If this is your first day, you picked a great one. This is quintessential CrossFit Linchpin because one of the things that we say is that here at Linchpin, we do what is effective. I don't care what's popular or flashy on social media. What works? If it works, we do it, even if it's not popular. Case in point today, sprinting. That's what we're doing. 10 100 meter sprints, quick as you can. Resting as needed between each sprint. Last time we did this was on January, February, March, April? April 6th, 2022. And if you're new to Linchpin, this is creeping into your head of, that's it? That's the whole workout today? Yes, you've fallen into the trap. Don't fall into the trap. This workout done appropriately, resting, at least a couple minutes between sprints, full warm-up so that you can actually sprint in each time and take care of your hamstrings, by the way. If you haven't sprinted in a while, hold back. But this will leave you sore in a way that you'll think you pulled heavy deadlifts or squatted. It will hit you hard. This is a fantastic day just to build power and speed and to be explosive. It's fantastic. So yes, that's all we're doing. Super Fitness Robot, 15 seconds or less per 100 meter, more likely anywhere 20 seconds or below per 100. The wild card option is maybe it's a blizzard wherever you are, you can't sprint, and we've got you set up on the rower. You're going to do 10 rounds each for time, 12 calories for men, 8 for women on the rower, going every 3 minutes. Scaled option today, it's 7 100 meter sprints instead of 10, so we're reducing the volume by 30%. But here's something else that you could do. Again, if you're just new to sprinting, I don't want you to go 100% today. Your hamstrings won't be ready. You're gonna have to feel it out a little bit, play with each sprint, push yourself what's appropriately challenging for the day. And so a scaled option could also just be, maybe you're going to do 10, but you're very intentionally just going to do all the sprints at 70 or 75%, for example, just to ease your way into sprinting. So there's a whole bunch of different ways you could scale or modify today's workout in an intelligent manner. The limited equipment option and the no equipment option are precisely the same as the workout of the day because no gear is needed. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You never need to do accessory work to get fit. Farmer's carry. Three challenging farmer's carries. You pick the distance and the loading. Heavier objects, you won't be able to go as far. Lighter objects, you'll carry them further. It's not supposed to be a max effort until they fall out of your hands and you can't hold a pencil for the rest of the day. But just three challenging farmer's carries. Build some grip strength, resting a couple minutes between each. And then some midline work. Either some nice rotational gut work, landmine twist, three sets of 8 to 12 reps, or the planche progression. Watch the video and spend 5 to 10 minutes just playing around at whatever step in that progression is appropriate for you, and you won't be shortchanged. And if you regularly do the accessory work, and when this day comes up, I would just pick the opposite of what you traditionally pick. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we've got calves and foam rolling, straddle stretch, and the kneeling layback, all of which have a video. Last thing I'll say, is the final text at the end of the day's training. It accompanies every day, and I hope you take it to heart. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for a named CrossFit workout.